Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Lilydale Radio. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. I'm Colleen van der Zijden, the host of the show. I am a registered medium at Lilydale Assembly, and Lilydale is the largest and oldest spiritualist community in the world. And people from all over come to visit Lilydale, especially during the summer season. I'm also a certified life coach, and as a life coach, I help people take action towards their dreams and their goals, doing everything we need to be doing. So we are going to be talking about being yourself in 2020, but before I get to that, I do want to talk about the details. You can connect with Lilydale at Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook, Lilydale Assembly Incorporated, their website, lilydaleassembly.org, my website, colleenvanderzijden.com or psychicmedium.com, and on Facebook, you can follow me there, Colleen van der Zijden, medium and intuitive coach. Now I've taken care of all of the details and I don't have to talk about it again. So we are going to talk about being courageously you in 2020. And this is a fun topic for me because, you know, I'm always talking about being yourself. And this idea of being courageously you is about taking deliberate action so that you are not following your old habits, your old behaviors, and that you're consciously making decisions as to how you're going to act and react to situations. So we are going to be talking about goal setting and intentions. Hi, Mick. Nice to see you. Today, I propose that for 2020, instead of setting superficial goals, that we set the goal to live true to ourselves, to live in our truth, to be our courageous self. That's what I'm proposing today. As a coach, I help people with their goals all of the time. People come to me, we set goals, they have something in mind they'd like to achieve or something in particular about how they would like to be living their lives. We set these goals and we take action steps towards them and we discuss different things. And as I'm coaching somebody, invariably, we end up getting into the person, who they truly are inside. And we work more on the internal aspects than we do the external aspects. So while they may have come to me for something external, it's the internal we need to be working on. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me on Facebook. It's so nice to see you all here. So setting goals is fun, and we have the new year coming up, and this, of course, is the prime time for people to set goals, make those new year's resolutions. Hi, Ray, nice to see you. And have you ever noticed that we set these resolutions and nothing comes of them? I was looking up the statistics, can't say that word tonight. I was looking up the statistics on goal setting and particularly New Year's resolutions. And out of the people who set them, roughly 80% fail. They do not achieve their goal. Goals are an interesting thing, but setting them at the new year is even more interesting because it's a natural place for us to look back on our lives and make a more conscious decision as to how we want to move forward, how we want to live. It's a very natural place to do this. And so many people do think about these things at that moment. But when we set these goals, so frequently because they fail, our resolutions fail, is because our goals are not specific enough. We can't measure them. You know, somebody might say they want to lose weight, but that's the end of it. They just think it's magically going to happen. Or somebody might set too many goals, saying they want to lose weight, they want to have a new job, and they want to meet a new partner, and they want to buy a new house and move. You know, they set too many things. And you notice those are all external things as well, which we'll be talking about. Sometimes the goals are unrealistic. Someone will say they want to be an astronaut or something, and but yet they have no interest in the science involved in that and haven't taken any action towards that. It's just, it's kind of like a wish list and a wish list that doesn't involve action. But my theory on the biggest reason these resolutions fail is that people don't realize, they just don't understand, it's a conscious choice as to how they're going to change their habits or take action. They don't really think about that part. So they're really just coming up with this wish list without really thinking about it. And let's see who's joining us. Look at all these people. Thanks for the live. Aloha from Kauai. Yes, how wonderful is this? Hi, Christine. Yeah, goals, one of my favorite things. Hello, Barb. Hi, Julie. Hi, Arlene. Thank you for joining me tonight. So we're talking about New Year's resolutions, goals, and we live our lives from the habits of our minds. Okay, we do things the same way all of the time. So let's talk about one of the most common goals, which is losing weight. I don't know how many times I've had a client say to me, oh, my goal, my New Year's resolution is to lose, you know, a ridiculous number of weight or something like this. And when I'm talking to them, it comes down to the fact that they haven't really thought about this concept of losing weight. What is it that's getting in the way? The daily choices, the conscious choices about the food or exercise, whatever it is. Sometimes people don't believe they can lose weight. You know, unaware, they have this unaware belief they can't lose the weight. And that can sabotage themselves. Sometimes they just don't think they need to take steps because you made that resolution, it's just going to magically happen. It's not true. So the source, rather than focusing on something that's superficial they haven't really thought about, they may need to focus on the source. Now, the best way to be your courageous self, in my opinion, as usual, is to make a commitment to becoming aware of yourself and what beliefs might be influencing you, what systems in your head stop you from taking action or get in your way. For myself, a few years ago, I've started, instead of setting a New Year's resolution or a goal, and goals are important. I don't want to make it sound like I'm not supportive of goals. Goals are excellent. They help us move forward. But we will have to differentiate some of the things that are involved in goals. Mick is saying it really requires a lot of intention and focus. Yes, it does. And we are going to talk about intention. Good tie-in, Mick. Thanks. So for the new year, instead of goals, I set positive intentions. Intentions are more of an internal process. We're making a decision. We're deciding that we're going to shift something within ourselves, and we're going to pay attention to that. And Mick is talking about focus. It is making that commitment to really look within ourselves as to what we can achieve. The new year is wonderful to set these new goals, these new intentions. When we do this, I call them internal intentions because we're focusing on the internal feelings, the internal ideas of what we really are wanting to achieve. An intention carries, in my opinion, again, more power than just stating a goal. I'm sure you've all heard about SMART goals, you know, specific, measurable, actionable. I can't remember what the R stands for, but it's taking action steps towards those. SMART goals are great because you're breaking down the steps to get there. But without the internal shift, the goals may not happen. So we need to get to the underlying feeling that we're looking for, the things, the source of who we are and what we want. And as we do that, we might find out what's stopping us. So intentions are more internal. Once we shift the internal, the external can change. My intentions are usually related to self-growth rather than external desires. But those external desires are important because they will lead me to what I want to learn, what I need to learn as a person, how I'm going to grow and improve. I'm looking at Leah, see what she has to say. I have to see my goals at the beginning of the day so it's easier to accomplish. Start fresh every day because otherwise I set myself up for failure. Yes. Hi, Michelle. Nice to see you. I hope you're doing well. Yes. You know what I do, Leah, is Leah's saying she writes them down. So it makes it real. That is awesome. So set your intentions, set your goals down on a piece of paper. On my mirror in my bathroom, I have a sticky note that just says intention. And that's to remind me every morning to get up and set my intention for the day. How do I want my day to go? along with that, I continue with whatever my intention is for my own self-development, my own self-growth. I've talked about this before, that my goal this year was trusting that I will be led. And that was a great goal to have. When I initially set that intention to trust I will be led, my purpose was that I wanted to strengthen my connection to spirit personally. So my readings would go very well and they would be helpful so that I could help more people. I could trust that spirit was always going to be there for me, all of that. What I didn't realize at the time when I set that intention, really what I needed was for my own self to trust myself. So there's a theme here of having an idea about self-growth. If you want to set an intention, think about if there's a thought pattern or a belief system that you'd like to change, something you want to connect with, something that's important to you. A question you can ask yourself is, if I could have a magic wand and have whatever I want, what would it be? And see what comes to your awareness. Now, some you may come up with some things that are more externally oriented, and that's fine, because if it's a material thing, you can go to the underlying internal part of it. What is the want that you have? Frequently, it is a feeling. I had a friend who drove by this house. It was a rundown farm shack. It was rundown, a lot of work, but he really wanted this house. And I was asking, why would you want that house? This just doesn't make sense. You'd have to do all this work on it, all of this stuff. I said, there has to be an underlying reason. There has to be something motivating the want of that house. And as it turned out in further discussion, it was because it reminded him of his grandfather's house, where he would go visit in the summer. And when he would go there, he was safe from the abuse of his father. And so he equated this rundown farmhouse with safety because it reminded him of a previous situation. So when you have a material want, there may be an underlying feeling that you're trying to attract and bring to yourself. So if you have an external material want, think about what it is inside of yourself that you're really looking for. What is it you want to be feeling? If we go shopping, a friend of mine, and she says, let's go and do some retail therapy. And that means we're going to go shopping to help ourselves feel better about whatever and just have some fun. Now, if we know why we're doing it, it's just to have fun and spend time together. But if I'm out there shopping mindlessly, trying to make myself feel better, there's something else I need to be looking at and something else I need to be addressing. So this could help me figure out what it is I really want. Is it security? Am I trying to make myself feel better because life is too uncertain? Whatever it is can lead me to that. And if you do have an external want that you'd like to set for the new year, think about what is missing in your life. That can also lead you to the right place. This internal intention is focusing on the feeling. Then what you're doing is you're allowing the universe to bring it to you. You're not going to force it. Okay, I'm going to see what comments people have. Set the intention. Hi, Dawn. Nice to see you again. Yes, think what's behind it. Yes, truth. Thank you all for validating my thoughts here. This feeling that you have, that you want to achieve. For me, my intention of trusting I will be led really just came down to trusting myself. It took a long time for me to figure that out. It was about October before I figured it out. And I set my intention every single day this year. Every single day I set my intention. And it took me until October when things started getting a little bit weird in my life that I recognized I really needed to just trust myself. In trusting myself, I really was trusting spirit. So when you do this, that helps. Now, for those of you who are in the area, a little advertisement here. Lilydale, the Church of the Living Spirit, holds a bowl burning ceremony. And at the end of every year, and this year it's on December 29th, the church service is at 10:30 in the morning in the assembly hall. So if you're in the area and you want to come, that is one church service I never miss. I always go. And you can do the same thing at home. And what this is you kind of review your life. what is it you want to get rid of? What do you want to release? Do you have something that you feel is a block and you'd like to let it go? Then I also take it a step further and decide what I want to have coming to me in the upcoming year or in the rest of my life, for that matter. So I decide what it is I really want. And then what you do is you write on a piece of paper the things you'd like to get rid of, the anything you'd like to release, anything you feel might be in your way. Then you can also write, if you want to, on there what you want to set in motion. And then you burn the piece of paper. And you can do it, you know, a whole prayer around it. You can do a whole process. In the church service, Ron Skaronski leads this service. He's really funny and does a nice lecture before he does the bowl burning. So if you're in the area and you want to do that, it is fun to do. So it is on the 29th of December, 10:30 in the morning in the assembly hall. But you can do it yourself. One time I was at the bowl burning ceremony and I overheard the person in front of me say that they had asked for more patience. Their goal was to have more patience in their lives. And as she was talking about it and I was listening to her, she said she learned that when you ask for something, the universe will bring you opportunities to practice patience. So she said for the next year, she was very careful about what she wanted her intention to be, because I think she got kind of worn out with all the opportunities she had to practice her patience. So you have to think about what really is meaningful for you, what is really important. Like I said, with my trust, I didn't realize what I was doing. I didn't realize what I was going to learn. But I have to tell you, I wouldn't change it for anything because it taught me so much about myself. So if you want to have more love in your life, say you just like more love, whether it's a relationship or whether it's other people appreciating you more or you feeling more love for yourself, whatever it is, a very simple intention when it comes down to it. You just want more love in your life. The universe will bring you those opportunities to practice. So you will have the opportunity to practice love with beautiful kittens and puppies and babies and the people you really love. And you'll also have the opportunity to practice with those people who trigger you, push your buttons, who you really just don't like. You'll have the opportunity to choose to respond with love. When you've set that intention, it's in your mind. It's there all the time. So you will recognize that the opportunities to practice, you'll also recognize the times where you have to make a choice to stay in alignment with your intention. You'll figure this out pretty quickly. Julie, sending an intention for speedy recovery for myself as I will be having shoulder surgery on New Year's Eve. Oh, New Year's Eve. You should have waited till January 2nd, maybe. Okay, everybody, you're going to send healing to Julie, New Year's Eve particularly, so that she's quickly healed. And I have to say, Julie, I feel like it's going to go really well and it's going to be quick. So I want to mention that. Leah, I felt the feeling I would get if I found a dime on the ground while I was getting gas just for fun. And I looked over and saw three pennies stacked up, and I thought that was very neat. Isn't that cool? Yes. Yes, it's an unexpected blessing, isn't it? And it's one of those small pleasures that just make you happy. Those are awesome. We're at school every day, I noticed, and tests all the time. Yes, when you're at school, you will have lots of tests. You really will. So keep this in mind, that you don't have to do anything other than decide what you would like more of in your life. That's all you have to do. Is decide. You don't have to make it happen. You don't have to come up with a plan. You don't have to do anything. The universe is going to bring it to you. This intention will keep you focused. You'll have that greater awareness of the habitual thoughts. You'll be making those conscious decisions. Now, let's say you decide you want to be happier. Say you just want to have a happier existence. Great one. That's a good one, too. So as you're learning more about yourself, you may find that you're not feeling happier right away, and so you're going to have to dig a little bit. Find out what's stopping you. Could it be that you have one of those negative self-critical voices that tells you you're not good enough, you're stupid, you don't know how, blah, blah, all of that stuff? So you may need to learn how to release that voice, transform it into one that is there to support you. That will lead you to greater happiness. So if you notice something's in your way, you just need to take some action and figure out how to transform, release, shift, whatever could be in your way. It may be as simple as getting rid of, or avoiding is a better word, draining people. It may be as simple as avoiding them. So when I'm talking about being courageously you in 2020, this is going to be basically my theme, okay, for 2020. I've decided I'm going to, and I have to say I did question it, because I know that that means there are going to be those opportunities where I'm going to have to make the decisions to be true to myself. And I'm making the choice to step into that, step into the fear, facing it, and risking how it feels to me sometimes when I have to speak my mind and speak my truth. This, what this means to me, is connecting to your inner power. You're trusting yourself. You're believing in yourself. You're consciously making decisions that are right for you, not allowing other people to influence you. You'll be trusting your abilities to create a better life. So if there's something that you want to improve in your life, you want to emphasize, have more of, try to focus on your self-growth, because that's really why we're here. If you have that external thing, yes, it will lead you. But keep that intention simple and positive. Simple and positive. Let's see. If you're not sure what you want to do, there's a couple ways. One, you can just pick a positive word, and maybe you want more peace. Maybe you want to have more meaning, whatever it is. You can do it simply like that. You may want to look at a problem you're experiencing. Does it seem as though people are criticizing you and it really bothers you? Okay. Is that's an example, that might lead you to believing that you have to learn how to, support yourself, rather than relying on other people. If you have some health concerns, health challenges, and you know what happens when we have a health concern is we focus on that. We think about it all the time. And so instead of focusing on that, you might want to counterbalance it with, I am healthy. You're going to focus on health, but in a positive way. You don't focus on the things that need to be improved or that are bothering you. You just focus on health in a general positive way. And as you're doing that, what you'll find is you'll start to recognize the ways in which you are healthy. You'll be shifting your focus away from the more negative concerns and into the ways that things are going well. And the more you do that, the more you are going to attract health to you. So let's see what else. So if you have a problem, you could focus on that and let it lead you to the positive part. It may be as simple as believing yourself, trusting, love, kindness, courage. You know, courage, really all that is you're scared, but you do it anyway, isn't it? So you can do that. You'll understand who you are. So if you have a self-critical voice, let's go back to that for a minute. If you have a self-critical voice, and who doesn't, right? But say yours is working on overtime and keeping you up at night. Isn't that the worst? Keeping you up at night. I'm going to look at Ray for a minute. Ray, do you think the universe will test you for a desire you may have? I'm going to come back to that. Yes, yes. Alia, I read something that said, saying I am in front, empowering words helps create the feeling. I try it. I find it works for me. Yes, exactly. So Leah, what she's saying is when you're setting an intention, you want to use the words I am, because you're going to create an affirmation with that intention. So say you want more love in your life. I am a being of love. I am a person who shares love with everyone I meet. I am a person who loves myself for all of my fine and wonderful qualities. I am whatever, how it goes to that. So when you say I am, what you're doing is you're creating it now. I am now. It's not I will be. It's not I'm going to try to. It's not that at all. It's as though whatever it is you're desiring, the feeling you want to have, you already have it. I like to attach the feelings with my affirmations and intentions. So if I'm focusing on love, I am a loving person. I feel love. I am appreciative of everything I already have in my life. If I'm feeling that I have some lack, I'm appreciating everything I currently have. And then you could go on to list some things, which is awesome. Get your mind in a different framework here. We want to shift the mind to go to the positive rather than the negative, of course. I'm going to go to Ray, and then I'll come back to the self-critical voice. Do you think the universe will test you for a desire you may have? I wouldn't call it a test so much, because a test implies difficulty, challenging, and possibility of failure or making the wrong choice. So I like my word opportunity. So we'll call it an opportunity. And yes, the universe will bring you those opportunities to have you further affirm what you really desire. Can you stay with it? If you want to have more love, I don't know why I'm talking about that so much tonight. Some of you must need more love, and maybe I do too. So if you want more love, and you say you do it for a while, things are going pretty well, you're feeling good about yourself, you're feeling good about how you're responding to people, and then all of a sudden something happens, and it seems like everything falls apart, and you just lose it one day. You just lose it. You're so angry, you can't come out with any sense of love at all. You just can't. And then you start beating yourself up, and you say to yourself, oh, this is too hard, I can't do it. It's too hard, I can't do it. I'm not going to do it anymore. I give up. Okay, don't do that if that happens. It's that opportunity to reaffirm what you really want. How important is this to you? You know that if you want to have more love in your life, you know you are going to have more love in your life. You're going to. You might have to get rid of some stuff first. You might have to sort through some things, change some belief systems, change some thoughts, some patterns, some habits. But once you keep doing this, you'll be able to get there, and you're going to feel better. So stay firm in your commitment. Now, if you want to do more love, but, you know, you hit June and you think, you know what? I think what I really wanted was not more love, but I really wanted more peace. If you've been focusing on that for 5-6 months, whatever, 5-6 weeks, doesn't make a difference. If you've been focusing on it and you've been noticing how you're feeling, your feelings will lead you to what it is you're really looking for. You know, my example of trust, I will be led, I was relying on spirit when really it needed to be internal. And it took me 10 months to figure that out, you know. So then I could see what I needed to learn, because the universe helped me with the situations that came to me and helped me see what it was I was really looking for. So allow the universe to help you out. I know sometimes it can be tricky, but yes, allow it to. Mick is saying gratitude for what you already have. Yes. Perfect. Now, back to the self-critical voice, because for some reason I feel like that's important too. So say you want to muffle that voice. You want to get it to calm down a little bit, leave you alone a little bit. It might mean you need to learn more self-compassion, more self-love. Cut yourself a break. Forgive yourself for the mistakes you've made. Forgive yourself for not being perfect all the time. So the way to change that negative voice, you would set that intention for self-compassion, self-love, whichever feels right for you, and then you're going to start noticing that voice more and more. You'll start to hear it. You'll start to pay attention to it. And once you've noticed it, how it kind of runs away on its own there, then you can start creating positive statements to counterbalance. That's when you can come in with your affirmation or your intention. I love myself. I am kind to myself. I show compassion to myself. I forgive myself. That will help. I love and trust myself. Every day I make choices to treat myself with kindness. I honor who I am. I believe in myself. There are so many phrases you can use to break that pattern of that negative voice. It's a habit you had for a long time. It's not going to disappear in 10 seconds. So every time you notice, pick a phrase and come back with it. I always tell people to plan ahead with these phrases, though, because when that voice goes crazy and it goes in circles and circles and circles and you can't break it, if you know ahead of time, I love and accept myself will work, use it. And it may lead you to more if you need those. You might need to explore the root cause of the self-critical voice. Where did it come from? What happened in the past that encouraged you, influenced you to have this voice, to have you believe you're not good enough? Question it. Is it true? Is that voice true? Is it saying what's true? It's probably not true. And you might need to do, and the cat is back, you might need to do some releasing work on being attached to whatever it is that's in your way, this false belief that you're not good enough or whatever it is. Hello, baby. Would you like to see everybody? Here, I'm going to bring the cat up so you can see. Here's the baby. Okay, his name is Nugget. I call him Dude. Those are some things you can do to think about with your self-critical voice, if you happen to have one, that is getting in the way of your happiness. So if you want to stop yourself from being negatively influenced by other people's judgments, and we did talk about that a couple of weeks ago, that really means you need to learn to trust yourself and believe in yourself. You know, so what you want to do is just think about the underlying thing. Now, if by any chance, I'm going to read the comments again, mix as within, so without. Yes. Amy, can you address being self-critical and taking a leap of faith? I've changed career paths and started my own business, but I'm concerned that I'm dragging my feet. Yes. Yes. Okay. So that self-critical voice, taking your leap of faith, and congratulations for changing career paths and starting your own business. That step alone tells the universe that you are ready to do something else and you want to do something else. This hesitating, the dragging of your feet, can come from several things. It can come from a fear of failure and a fear of success. It can come from both. That feeling of not being good enough, not knowing that what you've started is going to work, you know, and we all know life is the way life is. Sometimes things we want to do don't work out. So we can have a little bit of a fear when we do something like that. And I can tell you, speaking honestly, because you know I will talk about anything, that with my own as a coach, as a medium, and as I'm working on my book particularly, as I work on that, there are days where I say to myself, what's the point? It's not going to make a difference anyway. And I know that people out there are going, what? What? You say that to yourself? Yeah, I'm human. But what I've also learned is when I do that, when I doubt myself, when I doubt that my book will help people, it's because I've just kind of lost sight of what my intention is. My intention is to help people. No matter what I do, as long as I'm moving forward with that, then I'm achieving my goal. I'm achieving what I wanted to achieve. So it's just a matter of staying on your path. If you start to feel that fear, that doubt, my suggestion is to get right back into it and take another action step. Whatever it is you need to do next, just get right into it, get right back to it. Because once you start doing it again, you'll be back in the flow of what it is you want to achieve. The that self-critical voice comes from fear. It comes from that feeling of not being good enough. It comes from the feelings of being judged, whether real or perceived, it's that feeling of being judged. So for you, I would suggest something along the lines of an intention that has to do with believing in yourself, believing you're worthy, believing you're making a difference. Whatever your business is and how you want to be helping, what the point of your business is, you can tie that in. And every day, if you set that intention, and remember the I am statement, I am, it will work. It will work. So don't allow the fears to talk you out of action. So many of us do, but don't. Rebecca, I feel like you are talking directly to me this evening. Yeah, if it only helps one person, it would be a success. Yes, yeah, thank you, Mick. And Leah, I've been dragging my feet as well. I can't picture what my next step needs to be, but I'm on a time crunch. Yes. You know, that's so interesting. So many of my mediumship clients are turning into coaching clients because they're looking for reassurance and a little bit of guidance on what to do next. And many people are feeling this sense of uncertainty and not knowing what to do next. So many of us were brought up with the idea, if we do this, 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 we're going to get where we want to be and we need to be in our heads, you know, we're going to get there. And we're finding that that doesn't work anymore. in the consciousness we're living in now, the uncertainty is everywhere. These natural steps that we thought we could take before didn't work. So when we're starting a business or we're moving forward on something, we want to know what the next step is, but sometimes we don't know what the step is. And my suggestion always with that, with my coaching clients, is to come up with a few possibilities of what the next step could be. Don't get focused on solely one, because that's going to limit you to and maybe block something that the universe might help you with. So come up with a few steps. What could be next? Should I do this, this, or this? Just kind of put them all out there and then see which one feels right. Step on that path. And then if you need to adjust as you get going, the universe will take care of it. You don't have to worry about it. Go with the feeling. Remember, the feeling is very important when you're working. And you always want to be connected to positive feelings, okay? Positive. Don't get attached to the other ones because that's not going to help you. So stay attached to the positive feelings, and that will help you move forward. The new year is an interesting time, isn't it? Because we want to get things done, and so we feel this burst of positive energy, and if we're not connected just the right way, we can fizzle, and that's part of the reason why those New Year's resolutions fail. So the intention, think about that. Helping people is what I'm supposed to be doing, I believe, trying to figure out a way to do that in a productive way. That will come. That will definitely come right to you. You know, I'm always talking about being ourselves and making choices that are right for us. And today I started thinking that how important it is for us to recognize that when we're truly ourselves, it usually involves helping other people, doesn't it? It really does. So we're making decisions that are right for us, but it's helping other people too. So keep that in mind, and the universe definitely, I'm telling you, it will help you. Well, thank you, Julie, for that nice comment that I help so many people every day. I appreciate that. Leah, I have so many ways I could go, but I can't figure out what basket to put my eggs in. Pick one. Just pick one. Pick one. Pick one. Take some steps towards that and see what happens. Because I can tell you, looking at my plans for my business, where I was going to go way back when I first started on the path of helping people, which was in the year 2000, I am so not where I thought I was going to be, and it's so much better than what I thought it was going to be. So you stay open to what could come. It's amazing. We all need to learn to look within. That is where the answers are. Mick says, yes, and that is so true. So when you're setting your intentions for the year, go with the feeling. Go with the feeling, what feels right to you. Don't question yourself as, oh, is that good enough? Who cares if it's good enough? What difference does it even make? Pick what's right for you. If it seems that you believe something that's getting in your way, question it. Is it true? If it's not, let it go. Just let it go. Let it go. Pick a word that goes with your intention. Keep it short and sweet. Okay, don't come out with a whole paragraph of what you want your life to look like in the next year. Pick the feeling. The feeling, 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 feeling. I can't emphasize that enough. Internal intention. Go with the feeling. Then you're moving into trusting too. This will keep you on track, the feeling and the word. It will be related to your ongoing awareness as you step into that energy. If you consciously make a decision, you will be surprised at where you end up a year from now. You really will. And the reason I'm talking about this today rather than closer to the new year, for two reasons. One, there is no show for the next 2 weeks, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. No show. But I wanted to have it a couple of weeks before the new year so you would have time to kind of play with some ideas, see what feels right to you. So today you might think, yes, I want more love. But tomorrow you might go, you know, no, I think I really want connection. I really want to connect with other people. Maybe that's what you really want. And so allow it to come to you. Just open yourself up for it. And remember, when you make the decision, it doesn't have to stay exactly that. You can adjust it as the year goes. When you're doing this, what's going to happen is you will become yourself. You will strengthen that connection to your inner power, which is my theme. You will strengthen that connection to your inner power, and you will be creating the life you want to have. It's amazing. Do what I do. I suggest put a sticky up. Somebody said something about having notes, leaving them around the house. Yes. Put them wherever you need them to be. Put them to pop up in your phone periodically throughout the day. Put them in your car. Put them in your purse. Put them next to your credit card, whatever it is. And just put them all there so it reminds you. As I'm selling my house, you know, it's on the market, a little hidden right now, but it's on the market. I had to take down my intention sticky note on my mirror. I really didn't have to, but I thought I should. So I took it down, and then I noticed a couple days went by where I didn't feel quite right. I had forgotten to set my intention because I didn't have that reminder. Now I've been doing it for how many days or less in the year? So 340 days, and I forgot to do it. So there you go. So there's nothing wrong with having that little sticky note up there to remind you. You can put the word up, or you can just do what I do and just put the intention there because I know what my intention is. Okay, so that's what I want to talk about today, the new year. Being your courageous self in 2020. How fun is that? It's going to be awesome. And so I think I can wrap up. I think I covered everything. Unless you guys have more questions. Let's see. I'm looking to see what this is. Yeah, I talked about that. I have my little cheat sheet note here so I don't forget about what I'm saying. My goodness, hold on. The cat's clawing me. I gotta replace him in a different location. So I want to wish you guys all a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. And the next time I will be live for this radio show will be January 6th or 7th, something like that. And last week I told you I was going to post something about my course, my online course. And I just got too busy with performing and everything else and some technological issues last week. So I promise I will do it tomorrow. So I'm going to post a discount for my Happy and Unstoppable course. It has strategies in it to help you move beyond your challenges and reconnect to you. These are well-practiced strategies. I've used them. Colleagues have used them. Clients have used them. Coaching clients have used them. People have used them. They're very helpful for shifting your mind and looking at yourself from a different perspective, as well as taking action to kind of detach from other people's crap that they send at you. So I will be posting a discount. It's a $50 discount. I will post it tomorrow. If I don't forget, the code, I believe, is HAPPY. But I will post tomorrow. I wrote myself a note so I wouldn't forget. What else do you need to know? I think that's all. So if you have not followed me yet, please do here on my page. You can go to my website as well, psychicmediumcolleen.com, quick link, and do that as everything you need. Okay, so I may pop on with a Facebook Live at some point before the end of the year. We'll see. You never know. So thank you so much for watching and listening. I have so enjoyed talking to you and answering your questions especially. I love when you ask questions, and I love to give you some new ways of looking at things. That is my thing. Thank you, Ray, for your kind comments. Yes, I really want to be helpful. That's my goal. So I will stop talking because you know me, I'll just keep going. You have a wonderful couple of weeks, wonderful holiday seasons. Love you all. And I will see you soon. If you have any particular questions, feel free, as always, to message me through Facebook or on my website or email. I will be happy to help you. You have a wonderful time. Bye. Yay.